AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A former police officer gets more than two decades in prison for George Floyd's death. The AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
It was less than what the prosecution wanted and much more than what the defense had hoped for. 22 and a half years in prison for the officer who kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes as the dying man begged for help. Judge Peter Cahill imposed the sentence, as heard on Court TV.
Based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd.
Chauvin, who didn't speak at his trial, briefly addressed the Floyd family.
Give my condolences to the Floyd family. There's going to be some other information in the future that would be of interest, and I hope things will give you some peace of mind.
Chauvin, wearing a face mask, had no visible reaction to the sentence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two of the many police officers injured by the mob of pro-Trump rioters at the Capitol in January finally meet with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn says he and Washington Metro Officer Michael Fanone asked McCarthy to be serious about the upcoming select committee being formed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The panel will investigate what led to the attack on the Capitol.
We want justice, accountability. That's what we're looking for. So, and recognition for every officer that day. So that's what we're looking for, and we made that clear.
Fanone also asked McCarthy to publicly denounce statements by other House Republicans who have voted against honoring the police who endured the attack and downplayed the violence on January 6th. Dozens of officers suffered major injuries, including chemical burns, brain injuries, and broken bones. This is AP News. Possible criminal charges for former President Trump's company.
Criminal charges may be imminent against former President Donald Trump's company. The New York Times, citing sources familiar with the matter, reports the Manhattan District Attorney may file charges as early as next week related to fringe benefits the Trump Organization gave to top executives. Trump Organization attorney Ron Fischetti told the Associated Press Friday he met virtually with prosecutors Thursday and charges would not be unexpected. Fischetti added that looking back over 100 years of cases, they found no case in which a corporation was indicted for fringe benefits. Perks given by companies to valued employees are not illegal, but benefits considered compensation are subject to income tax. I'm Mike Gracia.
More than half of North Carolina State's roster was sidelined by COVID-19 troubles today. The 13 remaining players faced Vanderbilt in the College World Series, losing 3-1. Two teams play again tomorrow. The winner goes on to the finals. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.